Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said,
"Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, there will be no end."
Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God."
Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Last week, you may remember, Mary was singing a song of praise to God about what God was doing in her and the world. Well, this week, we find her at quite a different place. We find her before those rebelliously joyous words of the Magnificat had even occurred to her. She had just received a visit from Gabriel, a messenger of God, and before she says, "Let it be," she's wondering, how can this be? She is perplexed, she's afraid, she's at the cross section of confusion and fear of what this news means. Part of her confusion, perhaps, is that an angel of God was visiting her, like an angel visited Hagar in the wilderness or visited Moses at the burning bush. These were giants of her faith. Why is she being greeted in a similar way? She hears mention of the Holy Spirit coming over her. She may only have known about the Holy Spirit in connection with the temple and the divine cloud that hovered over it when her ancestors wandered through the desert. So she may be wondering, why are all these divine happenings associated with extraordinary things that happen to extraordinary people happening to her now? She wonders, how can this be? When we reflect on these two moments in Mary's story, perhaps we'd all like to say as Christians that we are always able to say, "Let it be," right away when anything difficult occurs in our lives or whenever we don't quite see where God is working. And if you're like me, you spend a lot of time looking for God in the extraordinary. And when I don't see God there, I find myself asking, how can it be? And I find myself questioning where God is and what exactly is God doing? Especially during this time of year, or this year, when we've had so many emotional ups and downs, and sometimes in the very same day or the same week, we could find ourselves all over the place. This very week, for example, not only did the first people receive the first vaccine approved by the FDA in the US, but we also in this country experienced 300,000 lives taken by COVID. We've reached both our highest and perhaps most hopeful moment of the pandemic, while at the same time, we've reached our lowest. This is the type of contrast that we've had to hold throughout these past 9 months in different ways, and it's not always easy to see where God's at work. And when someone tells us that God is at work somewhere in the midst of all of this, we cry out with Mary, "How can this be?" Well, now we see Mary as quite an extraordinary figure, and while it's easy to romanticize her, the Mother of God, and especially this moment, this holy annunciation, this announcement by a messenger of God, actually, she was quite an ordinary woman up to this point, dealing with some very real and ordinary circumstances. She was a woman dealing with all the things that pregnancy would bring with it, morning sickness, an aching back, swollen feet and ankles, or so I'm told by my friends and family. Womanist theologian Renita Weems puts it another way and helps us to see Mary as an ordinary woman. Just as we might try to understand our mothers or our grandmothers in light of the choices they made in the midst of difficult decisions that they faced, Renita Weems asks us to consider the choices that Mary makes for herself in light of the choices available to her. There's a lot in this text that we don't get to hear. There's a lot that the text doesn't tell us about her process for moving from asking, "How can it be?" to proclaiming, "Let it be." And then going on to singing one of the most beloved praise songs to God in all of history. We don't know exactly what kind of circumstances she had to navigate, or what kinds of choices that she was having to make. But Gabriel's message to her is one that marks her whole story. God is with you. We don't know all the details, but we do know that God was there and then with Mary. God was with her at every moment on her journey, in the joy and praise, as well as the fear and the confusion. And in response, Mary nurtured the life within her so that the Messiah could be born and could give life to the whole world. And just as God was there and then with Mary, so God is here and now with you and me. I know it may not feel like it, because it may not feel like anything extraordinary, but Mary reminds us that God shows up in the most ordinary circumstances of everyday life. Whether it was every day, like 22,000 years ago, or everyday life here in the 21st century. Whether it was an ordinary woman waiting for her son to be born by a manger in a stable, or you at home listening to a live stream on your couch or at your table, masked up and socially distanced, waiting for a vaccine and waiting for something new to be born out of all this pain and tragedy that we've collectively suffered this year. Our Lutheran tradition would encourage us to lean into believing that God is both with us when we struggle to see God and on those days when our vision is crystal clear. Luther would say that we are both sinners and saints, and so whether we have good days or bad days, God loves us, God has redeemed us, and God is with us. And so today, whether you find yourself asking, "How can it be?" or find yourself saying, "Let it be," we too, like Mary, can still be part of the life-renewing work of God in our world by nurturing God's vision of love and justice and peace waiting to be born in every corner of our world today. Amen.